Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Ash Bros Podcast. So excited to have you guys here today. I'm Todd, of course, with Peter here, and we got a jam-packed episode for you guys today. Peter, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm great. Feeling great, man. Feeling awesome. It's been awesome doing these last, obviously, first two episodes with you, man. Looking forward to this one. We got a lot to get excited for. Schedule coming out. This is big time, man. I'm super hyped about these games that we're going to get.
Oh, yeah. No, same here, man. There's, you know, it's one of the best events, you know, when the schedule comes out every single year. The league's done a really good job of kind of marketing it as well, getting, you know, fans hyped up for it. I know I was hyped up for it. I know you were too. So, yeah, there's a lot of good games on this season's slate. And for this episode, we're going to be just breaking down our top three must-see games on the 2025 NFL regular season schedule. Man, are you excited for this one, or you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, man. There's a lot of big time games, and the NFL, you know, schedule makers, they did it right, man. They left some games kind of like super late in the year on hold, where they can kind of flex some games too. So, no, I'm hyped, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, they're definitely cooking with the slate that they made this year, I think. So, especially a lot of games, not even just in prime time, but also in the 1 o'clock windows, the 4:25 windows as well. So, but with that being said, Peter, would you like to start off with your number three game, I guess, on your list?
Yeah, I'll start off with my third game. So, I guess out of my top three games, my third game, or I guess my top three, again, I'm most looking forward to, or one of the games I'm looking most forward to, are the Bears at the Commanders in Week 6. It's going to be a rematch of last year's thriller, and this time it's on Monday Night Football. Last time these two teams played, we got one of the craziest endings that I can remember, right? Topped off by that Hail Mary, or should I say Hail Maryland, or Maryland, if anything. It's just crazy. Jaden Daniels obviously going, scrambling around, running for his life, and then just throwing it up in the air, and Tyreek Stevenson having like a brain fart, and just slapping the ball in the air, rule you never do in football. You always, you know, if anything, hit the ball down or just do something to bat it away, but never just tip it. Anyways, led to a touchdown, game winner, and that ended up changing kind of both their seasons, right? From there, the Commanders kind of propelled themselves to a winning streak and made it all the way to the NFC title, right? And or title game, I should say. And then you look at the Bears, and they kind of just went, everything went downhill, right? And you thought it couldn't get much worse. We saw the Lions game on Thanksgiving. It got worse. So that ended up happening. But now the Bears are looking to ride on the right track. I hate to say it, but they made some great moves in, right, free agency and during the offseason. They've done a good job, had a pretty decent draft, in my opinion, or pretty good, if anything. And now with Ben Johnson leading the pack, I expect them to be a lot better this time. So the question is going to be, can the Commanders, you know, and Jaden Daniels avoid that sophomore slump, kind of, and just keep on going and keep on not missing a beat? And that's going to be their biggest, I think, rival. Whereas the Bears have to, you know, live up to these expectations that they now have. Right, Caleb's in his second year. With an offensive coach that has a lot of hype, can they live up to the expectations and obviously get it done? So I'm looking forward to this one on Monday Night Football. I think it's going to be a great, great game.
No, I agree. I think that game might be, like, has the potential to be a game of the year, honestly. I'm not sure if that's a hot tick or not, but I really can see it, man. I mean, both teams have, in my opinion, two of the top, or at least two of some of the top young quarterbacks in the league. Obviously, Caleb Williams, his rookie year. You know, he had some challenges here and there, but I think overall, you know, considering the circumstances, I mean, the guy only threw like 5 interceptions, 20 touchdown passes. So, you know, he did all he can. And like you said, they really did a good job of, you know, upgrading the offensive line, the guys around them as well. And, you know, the Bears always have high expectations coming into, you know, every single season. I remember, I think a couple years back, even everyone was like, yeah, Justin Fields is going to take over the NFC North. We saw that how that panned out, obviously. But, you know, I feel like that's a team that, you know, they have a lot of talent. Ben Johnson coming in, it'd be interesting to see what he's able to do there. And then Washington, like you said as well. I think they have a, you know, good chance to, you know, get back to the championship game, but we'll see what happens with them as well. So, and now going to my third game here, I got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Buffalo Bills. 4:25 game on Fox, week 14. So this is like a matchup later on in the season here. But yeah, I had to put this matchup on my list because, I mean, come on, it's Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. Should be a great one between these two all-pro quarterbacks. You know, Burrow actually is 2-0 all-time against Allen, including a playoff win over him, too, back in 2022 divisional round playoff game. The Bengals went into Buffalo, beat the Bills 27-10 in that one. Just a dominant win for them there. But I think this game is going to be a really good one. You know, I think these two teams could be two of some of the top teams in the AFC this year. It could be a potential AFC championship game preview as well. And week 14, that means it's December. It could be snowing in Buffalo as well. And that'd be a really fun one to watch there. So we'll see about that. But I kind of have like a key battle to watch out for all my top three games here. And my key battle for this one really comes down to the Bills rushing attack against the Bengals run defense. James Cook last year was phenomenal for Buffalo, went for over 1,000 yards, 16 rushing touchdowns, had a really good year, Pro Bowl year, and he was great in the playoffs too. I think it's just like, can the Bengals slow him down? Because if they can slow him down and, you know, get the Bills into some third down and longs, I think that helped them out, especially, you know, with their pass rush, you know, assuming that Trey Hendrickson is, you know, still on the roster. But if the Bills are able to just run the ball all over them with James Cook and keep Joe Burrow off the field, that's really going to hurt the Bengals because then Burrow is going to come on the field every single time and be like, oh, I haven't touched the ball in 8 minutes. I have to score a touchdown now. It puts a lot of pressure on them. And if they don't score, you know, especially at Highmark Stadium there in Buffalo, that crowd is going to get rowdy. They're going to be, you know, going crazy there. So that's my key matchup to watch for what should be a very interesting game.
Man, that game, it has all the makings of being one of the best games of season two. And can't go wrong with the Bengals and Bills, man. Like, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, it's always just classic battles with those two guys. I feel like they're just always, like, again, you're talking about two of the top, and in our opinion, top four quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you can't go wrong, man. It's just, that's popcorn. That's just straight up popcorn. I'm hyped. 4:25, I'm ready. On Fox, I'm hyped. I guess I'm going to go to my second game, and it's funny. I'm going to stick with the Bengals here. And I'm going to go with what I think is arguably, I don't want to say the new AFC North rivalry, but I think it's the new age or the modern AFC North rivalry. And that's the Bengals and Ravens in week 13 when they play each other. And in Baltimore for this one. And I don't know, it's kind of, what I mean by saying like it's like the modern day version of what used to be the like Steelers and Ravens and stuff like that, is that that was all about defense with the Steelers and Ravens. It was all about being hard-nosed, chippy, and it still is, right? They don't like each other, super physical football. This is more finesse. This is all about, like, I'm going to score on you, you got to score back. It's almost like, you know, street yard ball with these guys because they just, every time they play each other, it's a battle. And this time, that one's going to be on American Thanksgiving. It's going to be the primetime night game. So I think it's just going to be another game where both teams are going to want the turkey. And what better way to do it than for both of them to just go absolutely nuclear, right, offensively. And I can just see that happening again. For some reason, the Ravens defense just becomes stupid when they play the Bengals. And they just go one-on-one with Jamar Chase. And it just, I don't know why they do it, but they like doing it. And it seems like vice versa. It's just really weird with these two. But, man, when they play each other, it's always insane. Like, they both score a ton of points. It's nuts. The last two meetings they had, well, last season when they played each other twice, so 138 combined points. Ravens won both games, right? The first one, 41-38, in that overtime classic where McPherson missed a field goal in overtime. They ended up winning with that big Derrick Henry catch. And then the second one, 35-34, in a game where Jamar Chase had 264 yards and 11 catches. They just let they let him do it basically no more or less whatever he wanted. It was 1-on-1 the entire time. Really weird stuff by the Ravens, but that's arguably the best in the game. He left 1-on-1. It's crazy whenever these two teams play each other. Whenever these two teams play each other. So it's like, you know, there's a lot to look forward to with it. And I think it's going to be another thrilling offensive classic. If you do like hard-nosed football, this isn't for you guys. Straight up, it's not. And lastly, I'll say again, Lamar's owned the Bengals for the most part, even with these great games. 10-2 against them. He has 22 touchdowns and 4 interceptions against them. The guy just finds a way to just kind of absolutely knife them up. And yes, their defense isn't the greatest, you know, all the time, and they still have a lot of work to do, but it just seems like it's always something about Lamar playing that team. So I'm looking forward to that showdown. I think it's going to be another offensive classic. If you got all these guys in your fantasy team, dynasty, or whatever, you're going to enjoy this one.
No, yeah, that. that game's going to be awesome, too. I could see them even playing each other in the playoffs, too, like wild card round, divisional, maybe even AFC Championship as well. You never know. Yeah, that first meeting between the Ravens and the Bengals last year was crazy. I remember when Lamar, like, stiff-armed Sam Hubbard, like an almost 300-pound man, just stiff-armed him to the ground for that touchdown, and Kevin Harlan on the call was like, "He is Houdini!" So that was, I mean, that was a crazy play there. And yeah, I don't know. The Bengals, I think, you know, they had to be kicking themselves. I feel like both of those games, if they won even just one of those games, they would have been in the playoffs, I believe. If they won both, they definitely would have been in the playoffs. So that was definitely tough for them, I can imagine. So yeah, that should be a really interesting one to watch on Thanksgiving. For me, my second game here, I have the Commanders, like you did in your third game, but I have them here hosting the Detroit Lions. I know Lions fans are going to be looking forward to this one. NFC Divisional Playoff rematch from last year. Obviously, that one was where, you know, the Lions were, you know, 15-2, number one seed last year. It looked like they were going to complete that storybook season and make the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. And then, yeah, this guy named Jaden Daniels walked in there and ended the season just like that, 45-31. Completely just, you know, destroyed that Lions defense throughout the game. Averaged 9.6 yards per passing attempt in that game, and also had 350 total yards, 299 passing, 51 rushing. So he was awesome in that one. And the Commanders' defense made a fair share of plays, too, on Jared Goff, you know, forcing a lot of turnovers, a pick six as well. So I don't know. I think for this one to be interesting because, you know, this is a matchup here in Week 10. So both teams by this point, you know, near midway point of the season or so, should be in playoff positioning. And I think we'll get a good look at the Lions and see, you know, obviously they lost Ben Johnson. You know, he's not a head coach of the Bears. Aaron Glenn's not a head coach of the Jets. So we're really going to see the Lions and get a good feel of, like, okay, how big were those losses truly, right, by that point. And then the Commanders, like you said, they're trying to have that sustained success. Last time they made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons, 1991 and 1992. So that was a long time ago. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be an interesting matchup there. Lions are going to try to get their revenge and, you know, get that win in Washington, which could be, you know, for tie-breaking purposes as well, you know, down the stretch in the playoffs. I think both teams will be in the playoffs this season. But my key battle to watch is the Lions defense. Obviously, like I said, new defensive coordinator. They play a lot of man coverage, this Lions defense. And when you're playing a mobile quarterback like Jaden Daniels, it can really come back to bite you. And we've seen the Lions defense kind of have these struggles, with even Jaden Daniels in the playoffs last year when they played Lamar Jackson in 2023. He did a great job against them. Like, so they, when you play man coverage against those guys, right, because now they're able, your backs turn to them, and then they can take off and run, not to mention how good they are as passers as well, guys like Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels. So I'm interested to see if the Lions, under new defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard, are they going to continue to play that style of defense, man coverage, straight up in your face, or they're going to maybe switch it up and play some zone. Because I do feel like if they, you know, go back to playing that man coverage, I feel like Jaden's going to, you know, I feel like he's going to carve them up again in that one. So we'll have to see what happens there. But it should be a fun one, I think, there in Washington as well. So should be a good one.
That's a great point, honestly, with the man coverage stuff. And that's what kills a lot of these, and we should know as Packers fans, that's what kills a lot of these teams, is that when you turn around and don't see, like, right, again, these corners are facing their back turn, and it's all man coverage, and the linebacker gets paired with the running back. And against these guys who are, especially Jaden, who I think the most underrated part about his game is not that he's mobile, it's the fact that, like, he's so smart. He might be the smartest rushing quarterback that, in terms of, like, a rookie that I've seen in a long time, like, come out right away and just understand when to run, right? Even with Lamar, I didn't remember Lamar being that smart right away, like, in terms of, like, running the ball. He kind of, like, just, he didn't see his first read, he ran. Not anymore, but this was him in his rookie year. He just saw something, he ran. Cam Newton, he just used to run a lot, right? Michael Vick, screw it, I'm going to run. Like, everyone kind of did that, whereas Jaden, his first progression, second progression, and even his third maybe, even if checkdown's not there, then he'll go. Or maybe he'll have an sense like, okay, it's man coverage, 1, 2, 3, I'll wait. And he knows he's going to run the entire time, but he'll wait until the last second to run. It's honestly really impressive. And again, like you said, without Aaron Glenn there, maybe did he do more zone? Personally, if I was them, I would. It'd be kind of crazy to go man coverage again and let him just tear you up again like he did last time. But, hey, who knows? We'll see. The Lions always, one thing about them is that they always have tricks up their sleeves with those two coordinators. Now that they're both gone, we're going to really see where they're at in terms of that stuff, because the tricks might not be there anymore for Dan Campbell. So we'll see. The game I'm looking most forward to seeing this upcoming season, Eagles versus Bills in week 17. Now, this is super deep. All of my games are pretty, other than the third, that's my first one, which is Bears and Commanders, that was week 6. My games are pretty deep into the season. So for the most part, again, you got to hope these teams remain healthy. That's the first thing. You got to hope health doesn't kill these guys, because in football, I mean, man, people get injured every year. You got to hope the injuries aren't too significant. It's just, for me, these are two of the top, like, in my opinion, I think arguably two of the best teams in the league, and most likely will be at the end of the year in the one or two slot, depending on how the season goes, right, in their respective conferences. So I think now you're getting a battle. It's in Buffalo. It's going to be super cold. It could be snowing. And we all know about Saquon Barkley, and I'll get to that in a second, in the snow, but that's the whole thing. But, man, the Bills, it's always something with them, right? There's always a couple of games where they could have won last year, and they're the first seed, and they get home field. And they don't get home field. The Chiefs do when they lose in Kansas City. Could this be the year they finally just lock up home field? This could be a game that decides that. And that's why I think it's such a pivotal game, where it's like both these teams are so high in their respective conferences, they still kind of got to get it done. Can the Bills beat a team to do that? The Eagles have found a way to do it before, get home field, or even kind of go around that. The Bills have always had that issue. So it's going to be key with their defense, and that brings me to, for the first time, my key matchup is the Eagles' rushing offense against the Bills' rushing defense. And that's going to be the top story. I don't care if it's snowing or not, or if it's cold, that's going to be the key. Can they stop Saquon Barkley from just going nuclear? He does this all the time in cold weather games and snow games. He's a monster. The guy had 2,005 rushing yards last year, 100 away from Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record. He probably breaks it if he plays the last game. Like, he's a dog. You know what I'm saying? Or if they gave him the whole kind of snaps for the entire game. Sorry, excuse me. He probably breaks it. So now, you know, with that improved defense that the Bills are presumably going to have, right? They added Maxwell Harrison, right? TJ Sanders, Joey Bosa, right? And even with Larry Ogunjobi, supposed to be great in the run game, he suspended the first 6 games. Will that affect how he comes into this season, right? Michael Hoecht, I think I'm saying his name right. Michael Hoecht, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Hoecht or Hoecht. I think, yeah. If both those guys are suspended the first 6 games, right? Will that affect how, and those guys are pretty good against the run, are both of those guys going to be good right away, or is going to the training facts going to get affected? What are they going to do? So that's the key matchup, right? Again, you got to worry about Jalen Hurts running as well. There's a lot to look forward to in that game. I just think the key is going to be, can they stop the run, which is probably what everyone else is expecting. Because if they don't, we know what this guy can do, right? It wouldn't surprise me if you broke Adrian Peterson's record. That's how good this guy, Saquon is. So, yeah, the Bills, hopefully they're on their A game. I expect that game to be an absolute classic. We'll see what happens, but hopefully we get a snow game as well.
No, I think that game's going to be a classic, just like the last time they met up, too. I think it was 2023 in Philly, when it was, like, raining and all that stuff, and, like, Josh Allen was going off, and I think that was, like, the last, like, good game Stephon Diggs had in a Bills jersey, too. Like, he was, like, killing the Eagles' defense that game. And all I remember at the end there was Jalen Hurts, that QB draw in overtime to win that game. What a call. Yeah. Like, amazing call by, I think that was Sirianni, too, even that called that. Or maybe met. Yeah. No. Yeah, it was amazing play call. Amazing game, honestly, too. Like, and then I think, yeah, even that loss to the Bills were, like, really teetering. And it was kind of funny because the Eagles were 10-1 at that point, and I think the Bills fell to, I think they fell to 6-6. And then the Bills finished 11-6. The Eagles, like, completely collapsed and also finished 11-6 that year. So it was kind of interesting to see that there. But, yeah, I mean, that should be a good one there. It could be a Super Bowl matchup, too, between Eagles and Bills. Should have been last year, in my opinion, but Bills let that one go against the Chiefs, so is what it is. But speaking of the Super Bowl, that's my number one matchup to watch for this season, the Super Bowl rematch between the Eagles and the Chiefs, week 2. So basically almost right out of the gate in Kansas City, 4:25 on Fox, Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhardt on the call there. Yeah, that's going to be a really good one, I think, there. Obviously, the Chiefs are going to try to, you know, get that revenge against the Eagles and, you know, play much better than they did last February. And the Eagles are going to try to, you know, still assert that they're the best team in the NFL and they're the top team to beat there. And it shouldn't really be, I guess, too much of a surprise what my key matchup is for this one. It's the Eagles' defensive front against the Chiefs' offensive line. Obviously, that's the biggest reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? I mean, every play, Patrick Mahomes was like, all right, Hutt. And then he saw maybe 3 or 4 Eagles players right in his face. So, I mean, the guy didn't have any time to throw the ball. And obviously when he did, he was just, you know, the Eagles played great coverage and able to capitalize on his mistakes as well. So, I mean, we'll see. The Chiefs made some moves this offseason. They traded Joe Tooney to the Chicago Bears during the offseason. I was kind of surprised by that move, to be honest, considering he was probably the best offensive lineman, or at least one of them, right up there with, you know, Creed Humphrey. And now they drafted Josh Simmons, left tackle out of Ohio State. I'm assuming he's going to be the left tackle. He's going to end up winning that job as he recovers from an injury he suffered. I think it was a torn ACL he might have suffered with Ohio State, actually. So we'll see. But I think he'll be able to recover from that. But that's the key. You know, can they slow down Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith? I know they lost Josh Sweat, but this Eagles defensive line is still very, very good. They lost Milton Williams as well. But, yeah, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Moro Ojomo, very underrated player as well. They're on the Eagles defensive line. So we'll see. The Eagles always have a good defensive line. That's going to be the biggest key. Can they get Mahomes time to throw the ball? If they can, you know, I think they can have some success there with, you know, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, those receivers coming back, Hollywood Brown. And if they can't, it might just be a repeat of the Super Bowl, this time in front of the Chiefs faithful there at Arrowhead Stadium, which would not be a good sight for them. But we'll see what happens. Should be a good one there.
Yeah, that can get ugly real quick, like you said. It's nothing worse than a quarterback snapping the ball and then guys in your face, right? It's just, there's not much you can do, right? People were giving C.J. Stroud so much flack last year for, oh, he had a sophomore slump, he was bad. Did people see his offensive line? It's not him. Like, what is he supposed to do? He snaps the ball and there's five guys flying at him. Like, there's not much you can do. It's not like he's Lamar where he can take off and run and maybe that'll slow down the D-line, you have to contain a little more. He's not a super athletic quarterback, so it's tough for you to do that. And 9 times out of 10, probably even 9.5 out of 10, if they're getting to you and you're a QB and you can't run or you can't find out how to diagnose this blitz or your line can't block at all, you're just not going to win. I don't care who you are, you know? So it's, they got to be able to do that. And the Eagles are going to get there sometimes, but it can't be every time. And if that's the case, that's it, right? That's all it's going to take. Another interesting matchup with that, too, is I was going to say that they did shut down Saquon in that Super Bowl, but, like, they didn't need Saquon. So it's interesting. Will they still up for the run again, or will they be careful with the pass? It's earlier in the season, so weather might be a little bad. I don't know, like, are they going to be willing to do that again, the Chiefs defense? That's also another interesting thing. Because I feel like they did a good job against Saquon even early in the game. But, like, it almost seemed like they were just completely selling up for the run. And that's kind of what let Jalen just kind of get one-on-ones, throw whatever he wanted, the bombs. So, yeah, that's interesting, too.
No, yeah, that's going to be interesting, too, because obviously if they're going to sell the South to run like that, and, you know, you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, you know, on the outside, that's, you know, in my opinion, you know, one of the top two or top three wide receiver duos in the NFL right there. So, and you can't forget about Dallas Goedert as well. He's a really good tight end. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see there. I think if they do sell for the run, Trent McDuffie and the rest of that Chiefs defensive back room, they're going to have to be under A game. Because, you know, Jalen Hurts is not going to be afraid to let it fly there. And then, of course, if they want to, you know, say, okay, yeah, we're going to switch it up. We're going to play two high instead, two high safeties. Well, guess what? Well, then you have Sayshon, who's going to, you know, do his thing there. So it'll be interesting. The weather should be a little better, or not a little better, because last time they played in the Super Bowl, it was indoors, so it didn't matter. But I think in Kansas City in September, it's usually pretty sunny outside and everything like that. So it should be – I don't think weather's going to have an impact on this one either. So I think it should be – should be a good test to see where both teams are at early in the season.
I like it, man. I'm hyped. We got some good games here. There's a couple of games, even honorable mention, that we have. It's like, there's so many games to look forward to. Again, like, some of these games can end up being really good. Some of them maybe not. But that's what's so great about the NFL season, I think, in general. It's just something about all these games. In my opinion, it's the best product out there, right? I'll have the big four North American sports. Just because you just don't know what you're going to get sometimes, the unpredictability is what makes it so great. So, even though we have these top three, there could be so many other games that could end up being completely better. It could be even random games that could end up being amazing. Like week one, the Panthers are playing the Jaguars. Like Ted versus Travis Hunter right away. That's like, it's not a game that no one really, oh, it's like, oh, it's, oh, people want to see the debut and they won't really care as much. But it's like, that could end up being a great game, right? How Bryce Young finished his season. Trevor Lawrence, will he be good again? Like Liam Cohen, what's he going to do off the gate? Like, that could end up being a great game. And one of the best games of the year. But, like, it's just, oh, it's the Panthers and Jaguars. So no one really cares. That's what I love about the NFL. It's just, there's so much talent everywhere.
Even the Bears and the Bears are taking on the Lions in week two in Detroit. Like, Ben Johnson making his return there. Who knows, right? He might call up a trick play. You know, Caleb Williams, you're going to throw it to Joe Tooney, the left guard, for a touchdown or something. just to rub it in Dan Campbell's face. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. So, like,
yeah, I'm like, yeah. He could do exactly just as his muscle, just because. And again, yeah, that's the thing about the trick, what we say before, like, right? The bag of tricks might have went out the door with those two guys. Right? Aaron Glenn also has someone on defensive end too. We're gonna see. Right, what the Lions have to answer for, what Dan Campbell has in store.
Yeah, it should be very, very interesting. A lot of good games, for sure, that are gonna on the schedule, on the slate. And yeah, I don't know about you, Peter, man, but I can't wait till September, to start seeing those games. So it's gonna be very interesting.
Let's go, man! I'm hyped. Let's go.
Well, that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning to this episode, third episode here, the Ash Bros Podcast. Thank you guys for all listening, and we'll see you guys all in the next one.
Peace.